Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
The one thing that isn't boring is the conversation around Miss South Africa. Gosh, who would have ever thought that you'd have a Benji Shulman, Director of Public Policy at the South African Zionist Federation, and me chatting about the Miss Universe competition. Benji, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Howard. I think that there's probably an argument to say that it's generated more hot air than the COP26.
Probably. It's true. It's responsible for global warming. What a ridiculous thing. And I find myself becoming a supporter of Miss South Africa and the Miss Universe competition. And I hate these competitions. I think they're ridiculous. But either way, here we are.
Yeah, look, I mean, whatever you think about beauty pageants, Howard, it's kind of quite a serious situation where you have this enormous amount of disinformation that's being put out about what is actually going on, and the enormous amount of bullying that's happening over this person. You know, whatever you might think, she had a goal, she won the Miss South Africa, which is a serious thing to actually
an amazing achievement.
And her dream is to go to Miss Universe. That's what you do when you were Miss South Africa, right? And a small bunch of very aggressive, very vocal Twitter users are trying to take that away from her. It's actually appalling.
So how big is the support? Well, first of all, I mean, it's completely absurd. Every other country in the world is attending this if they can. South Africa, what, suddenly we're the bastion of what we are determining global morality should be?
Well, I think that is actually a crucial point up front, Howard. Some of the narrative that's been spun around this is that, you know, there's some global group of countries that's pulling out of this thing for whatever reason. But there are, as you say, no countries that have pulled out for political reasons. Some have decided to stay away for corona reasons. And that's, by the way, actually why it's being held in Israel, because it was the only country that was ahead of the pandemic curve enough that you could have something like a 70th edition of the Miss Universe pageant. And in fact, it's having a record number of entrants, including Morocco is going to be there. There's the UAE is sending a participant for the first time. A former Miss Lebanon is going to be a judge. So it's actually a jam-packed session that's happening in Eilat in December. And yet, if you watch South African social media, you would think that there was some major global movement on around the issue.
Is it real, or is it just? Well, I think. Well, maybe I can ask you it this way. In my view, there seems to be two aspects to this. You've got those that genuinely detest and hate Jews and Israel. That's on the one side. And then you've got the political, bandwagonism, and those that are seeking relevance, like the EFF, who are just looking desperately, desperately looking for a cause and relevance. Would you agree that those are the two groups that are involved in this?
Yeah, I think that that's a fair assessment. What's interesting for me is that we really aren't seeing actually a groundswell of real support for this kind of move. If you go and look at the EFF tweet on Twitter that they put out, immediately they got an enormous smashback from the social media and their own people saying, well, this is ridiculous. Why are you doing this? You're taking away someone's dream. You know, it's really got nothing to do with you. So I don't think that there is a broad support for this in the South African public. It really is these, as you say, these two groups, the hardcore people who really don't care about this issue at all, other than if it's being held in Israel. And then, as you say, there's a few people who are trying to get through the media hothouse and trying to make themselves relevant.
What's been the reaction from the Miss South Africa organizers?
The South African organizers have been very clear. Right? They're going to Israel. They are really upset about the bullying that's happening, and that she's still going. And what we've seen is attempts to try and undermine that message. Groups like the BDS basically sent out a press release to all the media, which was really interesting. That was completely false, like lying in the strongest
possible way. I wanted to talk about that. Yeah, I want to talk about that because I spoke about it on the show the other day. This is not a new tactic.
No, and I think that it's really kind of goes to the morality of the other side's case. The fact that they are not really able to generate actual news coverage over this and they are required to lie to try and get the media to report on this, I think A, goes to show how weak the actual support for this thing is, and B, just goes to show how kind of corrupt morally the BDS campaign is when it comes to this sort of thing, and how unsurprising it is that it is, you know, frequently associated with kind of anti-Semitism that it is, because if you have to go to the extent that they have like this, to lie and bully, a young woman in order to get your story out there, I think it goes to the character of a cause which, you know, they like to tout as being so moral.
Mm. Ansan says the third group, Howard, is a sincere group in disagreeing with some of Israel's policies. You are, everybody's able to and free to disagree with some of Israel's policies, as we are able to disagree with some of America's or China's or anyone's policies. But that doesn't mean that just because you disagree with some of a country's policies on a certain issue, that that means that they need to be vilified and isolated from the rest of the world. So that is kind of a different way of seeing it. And that's the distinction, this message that I've just received, that is the distinction that people somehow seem to forget.
Yeah, it was interesting. There were a couple of Twitter users who said previously, you know, Miss Universe was held in America, for example, at the height of the Black Lives Matter movement and the issues that, the internal issues that America was going through when it came to police shootings. And then there was no talk about canceling Miss Universe over that. And I think, you know, and the truth is that Israel holds itself up as a very high standard. It's a democracy. It's the only democracy in that region. And what we're seeing is actually that it's being, as I said before, placed as a way of increasing peace and engagement, because you suddenly have all these Arab countries that are coming, and you have all these people who are coming from around the world and connecting with one another. And that's actually what these sorts of pageants can achieve. I mean, you can be quite cynical about them, but the truth is they inspire a lot of people from all over the world simultaneously to engage with one another, and it's a very kind of human project, you know.
Right. No, you know what, I'm not cynical about it. It's just not my thing. You know, I think that it has value, certainly, and it brings people together. We've seen that with Miss Iraq as well. We've seen how in reality, the participants do have the ability to do something special, actually.
People follow these pageants very closely. They look at, you know, what are the contestants focusing on. It's really kind of a sort of global conversation, and I think it's very powerful, especially in a country like ours, where if you maybe come from a place that's it doesn't have a lot of resources, people like this are a real role model for people to say, okay, well, this is a way that I can live my life and make a contribution. And I think that's very powerful. We shouldn't discount it, and we certainly shouldn't deny it to anyone because of a hate campaign.
Absolutely right. And it's certainly a lot more interesting than COP26. That, and much, much more pleasant to watch as well. Benji Shulman, that is, thank you for that. Thank you for giving us that perspective and for the work that you do. Benji is the Director of Public Policy at the South African Zionist Federation, talking about the Miss South Africa pageant, or the Miss South Africa the challenge in participating at Miss Universe, that is taking place in Israel.